Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and to bring to my brothers and sisters the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that He has given me. I have a message that I received on the 8th of July that I would like to bring to you all. But first, I want to share very quickly a work that the Lord is doing right now in my life that is going to overflow to all of you, Lord willing. The Lord is birthing something new, and it's very important for the body of Christ. And it has to do with the safe havens. So I would ask those of you who are intercessory prayer warriors right now to join with me in praying for what the Lord is trying to birth to come forth. I cannot give you all the details right now because they are like pieces of a puzzle that are quickly coming together, where I will have a fuller understanding in the next week or two. And at that point, I will be able to share more. But for now, I ask you, brothers and sisters, those who have a heart for unity in the body of Christ and for safe havens, and there's more to it than just that. But the Lord is showing me that there is a way. There is a way. It's kind of like, it reminds me of when the Red Sea was crossed, when Moses held up his hand and the Red Sea parted and the Israelites were able to move forth. Well, right now there is a Red Sea in front of us, brothers and sisters, and the enemy is coming from behind. But the Lord is going to be parting this Red Sea. He's going to be parting it that we can walk through it continue our journey into the promised land. So this is an urgent plea to be praying for what the Lord is about to do, what the Lord is about to be birthing, and what is going to be coming forth. So keep me in prayer. The warfare that's coming at the same time as the new revelations that the Lord's giving me, the warfare is great. It's just great. And of course, that's what's going to happen when the Lord's going to do a work in your life, or He's going to show you something important. The enemy knows, and he comes and he tries to thwart it and stop it by distracting you and throwing darts at you and keeping you from hearing from the Lord. So I do ask for those prayer warriors to be praying for me at this time, because I'm praying this forth. I'm praying what's about to be birthed. I'm praying it forth, and it's for all of us. It's not just for me. It's for all of us. So like I said, I will share more later, but this is an urgent plea for prayer right now, and I thank you so much, brothers and sisters, that I can come and share this with you. So be full of hope. Have lots of anticipation and know that the Lord has not forsaken us. He is with us and He has plans. So, hallelujah. We just have to have faith in the Lord and keep our hope and our eyes upon Him. And He's going to see us through. He's going to part the Red Sea, brothers and sisters. So get excited. Get excited. Those Red Seas are about to part for His people. Hallelujah. All right, now I've got a message to give you. And it's not related. Actually, it's not a related message, but it is a message about the witnesses. And, you know, there's different kinds of witnesses in the Bible. We know there are the two witnesses. We know that all of Jesus's people, we are all to be called to be witnesses to the outside world. We also know that there's 144,000 witnesses. So in this message, the Lord didn't exactly describe which group he was talking to. So we're just going to assume it's for all of us. We are to be his witnesses. And yes, he is calling the 144,000 out. That is going on as well. So if the Lord has shown you something about either the two witnesses, the 144,000 witnesses, or anything like that, if he's called you in any way to be a witness specifically, then please leave your comments down below and share with us what the Lord has shared with you so we can be encouraged as we share what the Lord is doing in each one of our lives. All right, here we go. So I woke up, and the first thing I heard on the 8th of July, I heard this. I heard, America. She represents the lukewarm church. She represents the sleeping virgin. I wrote that down, and then I knew that there was more coming. Often I do not get usually a message when I first wake up. I usually get a word or a dream or a dream vision or something, but this time there was a long message. So I'm going to bring you that message. But first, let's talk about this. America represents the lukewarm church, the sleeping virgin. Well, that is true. However, there are those of us who are closely following the Lord Jesus and his voice. And these are the five virgins that are now awake. You know, you need to look at Matthew 25. There's the five virgins who were asleep. They are the sleeping virgins. And then there's the five who were sleeping, but they woke up. And they got their oil lamps ready for Jesus' coming. So those of you who are listening most likely are those five virgins that are now awake. And you have your oil lamps ready for his coming. You are getting ready for the king's coming. So the rest of this message that I received actually addresses his true followers. And then it addresses as well his witnesses. Okay, here we go. After I heard that America represents a lukewarm church, the sleeping virgin, I heard this. You are in a war. You are in a battle. Be a warrior. Walk in the abundant life that I provide. Be fearless. Be courageous, for this is what pleases me. I do not work through the cowardly or those who look back at the world, only those who press ahead for my glory. Draw close to me, and I will to you. Seek my principles and then walk in them. For those who play games with me, I say stop. Stop playing church. Take off your mask and bear your soul to me. I'll stop there. The Lord has been showing me lately in a few dreams how the church continues to be playing games. They are not humbling themselves before the Lord in prayer and fasting. Instead, they're just off doing their own thing and seeking pleasure, and they're playing games. I even had a dream recently where in a church they were doing a scavenger hunt. That was the kind of game. You went to church, and what would you do? You would do a scavenger hunt. Oh, yeah, that really pleases the Lord. I don't think that's what the Lord has in mind, brothers and sisters. He wants us to stop playing church. He wants us to get serious right now. All right, I'm going to say that again. Back to the message. For those who play games with me, I say stop. Stop playing church. Take off your mask and bear your soul to me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Humble yourself so that I can raise you up in due time. Fight the good fight of faith so that you may win the prize. And that comes from 1 Timothy 6:12 that says this, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life to which you were called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. All right, so then I started hearing about the witnesses, and this is what I heard. These are my instruments, my weapons that are formed to bring down principalities of darkness. These are my soldiers that obey the commander's voice. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Take heed that you walk in this anointing that I have provided, for I am anointing my own. I have marked them, and they are mine. Now, right there, this makes me think of the 144,000, because 144,000 are marked. So I don't know if that's what the Lord is talking about, the 144,000, but it sounds like it. I'll say it again. Take heed that you walk in the anointing that I have provided, for I am anointing my own. I have marked them, and they are mine. They shall do great exploits for the kingdom. They are lowly like their master. Their pride has been stripped away, and their lives have been crucified. I'll say that again. They are lowly like their master. Their pride has been stripped away, and their lives have been crucified. They are empty vessels ready to be filled to the brim with my presence. They walk among you, but you see them not. They are my witnesses that will testify for me and will stand up for truth when no one else will. They follow the shepherd wherever he goes and is under his care and protection. I keep them safely in the palms of my hands, and the enemy cannot snatch him away. They are mine forever. They have been bought with a price, and I was that price. My blood was that price. I tell my witnesses to now seek their assignment, for the time is getting late. Do what you were made to do, and no longer squander the time, for each day, each hour, and each minute is precious. Let all the glory go to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, I will have a transcript of this in my blog. The link for that is down below. Please go check it out. The Lord led me to Isaiah 43. Please, when you're finished listening to this message, please go read the whole chapter. Actually, it's not the whole chapter. It's Isaiah 43, 1 through 23. Isaiah 43, 1 through 23. Please go read that. It is a message to the witnesses. I'm going to read a couple verses on it. I'm going to end with those. Here it is. Here's the Isaiah 43, verse 10. I think it's 10 or 11. Okay. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and saved. I have proclaimed, and there was no foreign God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Do not, and then this is verse 19, it says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing something new, and now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.